kingdom of the king, when king is being asking you to pranam, why not doing pranam to demigod? Demigod says, no, I will not do. When Bhagavad requests again and again, as soon as he did pranam, then it burst and not into some pieces.
Devi.
Yeah, why so? Because Advaitacharya Prabhu is Mahavishnu. So how the Devi can take pranam of
husband
and more than husband? So she could not tolerate it. So it turned into pieces and vanished from there. All became surprised. Oh, he's not an ordinary boy. What is in the future? He's a great personality. When he grew up gradually, and when Mahaprabhu, when he was in Shantipur and saw the condition of the world very miserable, they're spending lot of money, like wedding ceremony of cat or dog like this.
In Bengal.
In Bengal. And only drinking alcohol so much. Seeing this, his heart became melt. Oh, they are not chanting Bhagavan name and doing so many nonsense things. So if Krishna will come, then he can change their mind. He told to Krishna, pray Krishna, please come. If you not come, then I manifest my four arms, I make devastation in this world. He is thinking like this, and he found one slok in Adipuran. Tulasi dalamastrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinite samatmanam bhakti bhu bhaktavatsala. If someone give tulasi and Ganga water to Bhagavan, then Bhagavan will be pulled out in his hand. So he did so every day. Then Bhagavan was in his abode, his altar was shaking, was thunder-shaking. When Andhrasrabhi is calling, he is bound to come. Otherwise, all incarnation of God is to come end of the millennium. But only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the beginning of millennium.
Enter the yoga.
Beginning of the yoga he came.
No, but normally end of the
yeah,
yoga.
Yeah, end of the millennium, but...
Millennium is different from yoga.
End of the yoga, but Mahaprabhu came in beginning of yoga due to the calling of Advaitacharya Prabhu. Mm-hmm. And Mahaprabhu, when took birth, that very day, Advaitacharya Prabhu and his wife Sita Devi came to visit him. So many came, they came also. Then Mahaprabhu gradually going, and Mahaprabhu's another brother was Vishwarup. He was in the school of Advaitacharya Prabhu. Sometime he came late, and Satimaya asked Nimai, go and get your brother. So going in the toll of Advaitacharya Prabhu, Mahaprabhu and Balak baby Nimai used to pull Vishwarupa's cloth, Maya calling you. And he's pulling Vishwarupa's cloth and looking to Advaitacharya Prabhu as a manner. Advaitacharya Prabhu, who is this? Any man, mundane boy cannot steal my heart. Why my heart is going towards the boy? Suppose Mahaprabhu is telling, oh Advaitacharya, you don't know who am I? You are calling so much, wholeheartedly, say, bound to come giving up Vaikuntha planet, and you could not recognize me? Wait a little, day will come and recognize me. Always Advaitacharya Prabhu is remembering the figure of the boy. Who is this boy? Without my effort, he is stealing my heart. Then gradually Mahaprabhu more grow up, and Vishwarupa Prabhu took sannyas, and Mahaprabhu, and in the meantime, Haridas Thakur, he came in Shantipur, he was in Fulia. According to Vedic tradition, during ritual ceremony of your forefather, first had to honor any respectable person. Advaitacharya Prabhu's father passed away, so he invited so many Brahmins. So many Brahmins saying, oh, I am the best, he maybe give the first honor to me, khap prasad to me, so many are thinking. Haridas Thakur was sitting outside of the house under a tree because he thought, oh, I am in Muslim family, I am low caste, if I go, I will be polluted. He was sitting outside of the house. Adhijaya came by force and bring him to inside and give a lot of honor and give first prasad to him. Seeing this, all Brahman became very disturbed and that, oh, we will not be here, we will not take any, even a drop of water from here, insulting us. They are shouting so much, going out. Then Samar told, do you remember who is he? When he was a small boy, even doing pranam, demigoddess is broken into pieces. If he go, then we will die, our wife will die, our children, everything will be finished. Devadis came back again and took prasad. And Adhijaya Prabhu, when Mahaprabhu after sannyas in Jagannath Puri, almost every year used to go there to meet with him. When Mahaprabhu time has come to disappear from this world, then he wrote one poem called Pahelika and gave it to Jagadananda Prabhu. And Jagadananda Prabhu hearing this began to laugh, could not understand. Then he gave to Mahaprabhu. Not reading this, Adhiji sent to Jagadananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu became very grave. After that he became more grave. And Sarudhamana Prabhu asked Prabhu, what does it mean? And Mahaprabhu told Adhijacharya is great archak, pujari. So according to puja you have to worship, you have to invite your God, worship him, have to ask him to go back again. So I don't know how the Adhijacharya idea. Then everybody understood that they call Mahaprabhu, now time has come, Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. This is life history. Other hand, in the creation, for creation two things needed. One is called material cause and other ingredient cause.
Instrumental
cause and ingredient cause. Mm-hmm. Instrumental cause and ingredient cause to creation of this world. And Mahavishnu himself, instrumental cause. By this way, he created this world. And so many things about him, we heard something from the Gurudev.
Srita Thakurani knows something more.
In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srivilanda for 3 years glorifies very much the relationship of Advaita Acharya and Vaidyananda Prabhu.
Yeah, so many things.
Isn't there many things?
Yeah.
I remember one verse I learned one time, it said, Acharya Matajai, Sei Matasar, Taragya Lagi Chale, Sei To Achar.
Yeah.
Saying that anyone who does not, I think he was somewhat speaking about the sons of Advaita who disobeyed him. And they said, anyone, it does not matter how much qualified they are, any type of qualification, if they disobey the Acharya, meaning Advaita Acharya, then all that qualification becomes completely useless. It has no use from that. And so many times he explains how much Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, they had very beautiful exchanges. But he explains, anyone who takes the side of one Vaishnava and criticizes the other, thinking that their relationship is material, then such person will go to Nara directly. So many, many teachings in the life of Advaita Acharya and many parts.
And when Mahaprabhu took Sannyas,
Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya used to quarrel.
Because the relationship is very deep. Very based on prem, non material relationship. Like you and Trivikra Maharaj, like this also.
Like you and Trivikra Maharaj. Like you and Trivikra Maharaj.
You remember?
I heard only many times.
Parikrama.
I've never seen, I only heard.
Bolta ami dekhi nai shunechi. Nityananda Prabhu.
Remember?
When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan.
Why Chaitanya? Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari. Why?
One of the reasons was, my Maharaj explained, because of this Advaita Acharya, he also was cunning. And I read in one of your books that you said, also Advaita Acharya, he knew. He has desire to taste his moods of Radhika, so he called him like that. He also has someone that says, so now is the time, I'll call him for this also.
Triple J.
He's also...
And what is the definition of bhakti? he can tell also, Uttama Bhakti definition.
Kamala can tell.
Ask some
vice president also. Eh? You ask the only president, why not vice president?
Oh. You can preach.
Adhaita
Acharya Prabhu ki.
I also have a question for Mala Maharaj. Best understanding of Indian culture is Bengal, isn't it? So why they marry cats in Bengal culture?
Because we want to show the glory of the church to how this is great, we can call Mahaprabhu and Krishna.
No, but they were worshipping.
All of them mean sin.
No, but it was random, and even in Navadvip it was, isn't it? Both?
Okay.
And after the at the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur again they had this, isn't it? Degraded idea.